Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Unicorn. My name is Jordan Syatt. Thank you so much for listening. And before we begin, today's a different kind of episode because it's not just about nutrition or strength training. It's a lot about increasing your comfort zone. It's about social anxieties and worries and fears and how to overcome it. Whether you are nervous to go into the gym because you feel like people are judging you or think you look stupid or anything else related to social anxiety, we really dive into that. Also talk a lot about entrepreneurship if you're trying to build a business or you are thinking about building a business, and also a lot about self-confidence, and that's really at the end of the episode. If you only listen to one thing, I would definitely listen to how to improve self-confidence. I think it came up randomly and it might be one of the best pieces of content, so don't miss that part. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them wherever you are listening, on Anchor, iTunes, whatever. Happy to have you here. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Joe, what's up, my man?
Hey, Jordan. Yeah, not much. How you doing?
All right, we're live again. This time it's going to work. This is going to work 100%. So, Joe, you are in London. I'm in Los Angeles. Thank you for taking the time to get on the phone. I'm going to briefly introduce everyone to what we're talking about today. And I'll start by saying it has to do with something that I used to do in high school with my buddy David, where I would stand with my arms and legs outstretched and scream, "I am a starfish," for 60 seconds straight out in public. And so this is how this whole, we decided to hop on the phone today. Basically, I told you and Diana that when I was in London, and then I wrote about it again in the Inner Circle. And the whole discussion was based around how, about insecurities and comfort zone and being willing to not only just go out and do certain things, but how essentially your comfort zone is only as big as you make it. And the only way to make it bigger is to push outside of it and to be in really uncomfortable situations. Now, granted, you don't have to go on the street and yell, "I am a starfish," for 60 seconds straight, but you did your comment in the Inner Circle that you put on my post. Would you mind just relaying it to everybody and saying what you, not like verbatim, but what you were saying, because I think it's a really interesting discussion and I sort of want to dive deeper into it.
Yeah, sure. So it was, as you say, off the back of you doing a bit of a video explaining that the starfish thing again. But I think I just sort of said that in some ways I'm quite open to doing things that make me a bit nervous, that sort of push me outside my comfort zone. But I also know at other times that I kind of veer away from some things, which are even probably, you know, fairly silly things to sort of avoid just because I feel kind of nervous or, as you say, some social anxiety. So it's just interesting to hear that kind of thing.
It's really interesting. And when you said that, I thought about some things that I get nervous about. But I want to know, like, do you know, like, when you said that, are there some things that come to mind that, like, you get nervous about, or things that, like, you said even some things are silly. Like, what are some of the things that, like, cause you a little bit of anxiety or nerves?
Well, recording podcasts is apparently one of them, but, I'll carry on through it. But,
that's awesome. Is this your first one?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, first of all, you sound like a natural, so this is fantastic. And second, this is actually, I want to continue hearing other things for you, but it's the perfect tie-in to my thesis, which is, like, you're only as comfortable at, like, your comfort zone is only as big as you make it. And the only way to make it bigger is by pushing yourself outside that comfort zone. So now, like, after this, you'll be able to do more podcasts or whatever, and it won't be as big of a deal. But I, like, if you were nervous before, like, it will never reach that level of nerves again. So what are some other things that cause you nerves or anxiety? And specifically, I'm really interested in, like, what are the silly things that you mentioned?
Well, the silly thing I was thinking of, as a sort of a juxtaposition. So I'm from the UK. A few years ago, I got I just applied for a job to work in Belgium, so obviously another country in Europe, and I was offered the job, so I moved to Belgium to work on a contract, which is obviously, you know, it was quite a big change for me anyway. It wasn't something I'd ever done before, and I did that. But then when I was in Belgium, another time since, sometimes if I'm on my own, for some reason I get a bit nervous about like doing things on my own, like going to, yeah, like a restaurant to kind of like get myself a meal or something like that. For some reason, I don't like to do those kinds of things when I'm on my own, but I might go with somebody else, obviously.
So, like, if you're in your hometown, that's not an issue, but if in another.
Even to an extent in my hometown, although I'm a bit more comfortable. I mean, potentially language and everything played into it a little bit, but it's not the sort of thing that I would tend to do on my own anywhere, actually.
Just so you mean, like, specifically going out to eat on your own, like, that's something that in and of itself brings a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, and
That's
I
interesting.
might even
Like,
get to the door of a restaurant, but feel a bit like, oh, I don't really want to. I'm not sure why, but I don't really want to do that.
I mean, can we talk about it? Like, can we try and like break it down? It's hard. I know it's not like the easiest thing to be like, well, why do you get nervous? But like, have you ever gone up to the door of a restaurant about to walk in alone and then said like, ah, fuck it, and you leave because of anxiety?
Yeah, or walk past it. Yeah, I have. Yeah,
So
probably
like,
more times than you'd think would be reasonable.
well, I'll tell you what. Number one is I'm very excited for the response to this podcast because I guarantee you there are going to be a lot of people who be like, yeah, I've done the same thing. Like, absolutely. I guarantee you that there are going to be people who say that. Now, like, j now that you're not in the situation and like the stress and anxiety isn't there, actually, to backtrack, the thing that I sort of wanted to continue saying on that was everybody. It's so easy to think that you're the only one who gets nervous or anxious or feels a certain way in certain situations. The cool thing about being human is that we're all so similar, it's mind-boggling, especially like when our cultural norms are the same. When you live in places that like cultural norms and societies are very similar, most people have a lot of the same insecurities and fears. So like n if you're ever going up to a restaurant and you're nervous because of that, like you can know 100% other people have felt and do feel the same way. But so now that you're not in that situation, and now that you're not anxious, like the adrenaline isn't going or whatever, can you break down like some po like maybe two or three or four different reasons why? Like, what are you thinking about? What is causing that anxiety? What do you think people are looking at you? They're judging you? Like, what's going on?
I don't think it's because I think people are sort of judging me as such. I think maybe it's a I mean, maybe it's not just like thinking about it. It's probably not necessarily specifically restaurants. I don't know if it's just something about kind of going into a. Do you know what? I find it hard to express that really. It's kind of going in and not really knowing, particularly actually not really if I don't know how a restaurant works, like if I've not been into it before. And you know, you don't know if you kind of like wait to be for somebody to sit you down or you go and sit down yourself or you know, if you order at the bar or like they take your order. And I think it's those kind of things that probably most put me off from doing it actually. So I was just thinking about it now and like when I was saying when I was in Belgium, then I kind of started to go to like a couple of places that I'd been to. And then I'd kind of like more readily go to them than I would try somewhere else new again.
Absolutely. That makes total sense. And it's funny, as you're saying that, I had like a flashback memory. And this is all very interesting. Like I'm very curious about what makes people nervous and anxious and because that will dictate a lot of your behaviors, right? Like that'll cause you literally to walk by a place you're planning on going in because for whatever reason you start to get nervous. And I started to think about in school, in grade school, when there were classes that you'd go sit in, like the first day of school. If they didn't assign seats, they would say like, okay, you just go and sit down. And for whatever reason, you choose whatever seat you choose. And the next day, you go in, and there's no assigned seats, but you go to the same seat a lot of times, right? Like, and it might even feel like I remember. It's so funny you brought this up because I remember noticing that in high school, being like, wait, why? Why does everyone just go to the same seats? Why am I just going on that seat? And I vividly remember doing that one day, going into English class and being like, I'm going to go to a different seat today. And I got anxious because, like, and it wasn't like fear of what anyone thought of me. It was just like, oh shit. Like, I paused my body. Like, it wasn't like a dramatic thing, but I felt my body like mini freeze. And then I went and I did it. And it was funny, like no one noticed or no one even really said anything, but like it felt a little bit weird for me. And then it's so interesting how like just doing something that you don't know fully, like you don't really understand, you don't know what the response is going to be. Something as simple as choosing your seat in an English class is like can cause that, for whatever reason, that like acute anxiety, you know?
100%.
Now, so like when, yeah, go on, go on, go on.
I just when you just when you were saying that, I also almost wonder if it's part of the reason why I didn't I wasn't very successful at university, because it feels quite similar to, like, I almost ended up not going to any classes because I kind of got totally out of the sync and I didn't know. Wow, that's huge. this is like 19 years on, and I'm
How cool is
realizing
that? That's, so what happened? Like you didn't go to class?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And then
And
left
did you, I
after a
mean, did you
year.
pass?
No, I didn't.
So
No,
you actually, you literally didn't go to class, and like it was because you were anxious?
I think it was, yeah. I mean, thinking now, yeah. I mean, part of it was originally, some other things. So, like, when it first started, I kind of didn't start to go. And then a few times I tried to go, and I ended up like going to the wrong classes and going to the wrong place because I wasn't, like in sync with everything, like I say. And then, I think I just sort of stopped trying again, and then, yeah, left at the end of the year.
That's so interesting. Now,
That's
that's very
bizarre.
interesting. And it's funny, I'm thinking about like, you know, I think everybody is a little bit nervous their first day of school or going into class. And it's funny because I was thinking about the restaurant example you gave. It's all very cool. Like when there's a restaurant in Boston where I grew up, and I'm pretty sure they have them all, like at least a couple all over the country. Have you heard of Fire and Ice?
No, I don't think so. No.
So Fire and Ice is a restaurant. I'm sure you have something like it, where basically in the center of the restaurant is a huge stovetop. And it's like a massive circular stone, I guess, and it's just wicked hot, and like all the they have like four or five chefs there. And then you go around and you can pick up a bowl and put as much as you possibly can of whatever you want in the bowl, meat, fish, vegetables, whatever. And then you bring it over to one of the chefs. You stand in line, and they just put everyone's meal on the stove at the same time. But they like organize them, and then you get yours, and then you bring it back and eat it. And you can go up as many times as you want. I remember when I was younger, like probably like high school, maybe even middle school, young high school, going to that restaurant for like a birthday party and being very anxious. And literally, and it was because of what you said, to the point of like, I don't know how this works. And I think it's one of those things where when you don't know how something works, this is for me, I don't know if it's for you. When you don't know how something works, you're essentially being put in a situation where like there's a possibility that you're gonna look stupid in your own mind, right? It's like you're gonna look
Absolutely. Yeah.
stupid, and people are gonna think like, wow, what an idiot. And that's where the anxiety comes from. It's like, I don't wanna look like an idiot. So like you get anxious about it. And the funny part is, I remember essentially when I started to get to a point where like something like that wouldn't cause an anxiety for me, like a restaurant or a place where you don't really know anything, I would go in and the first thing I'd say is just be like, hey, I have no idea what's going on here. Can you explain this to me? And that
Yeah.
would immediately eliminate all the anxiety, right? Because
Sure. Yeah.
now you don't have to live up to a perceived expectation that realistically no one gives a fuck about anyway. Like no one's gonna be like, you idiot, you don't know how this restaurant works. What a stupid person. No, but like by going in, it's like, hey, listen, I have no idea what's going on. Can you explain this? Now, like they're like, yeah, sure, what's going on? And now it's like, cool, and it's all done and over. So That's interesting. And now I'm just sort of thinking back to like maybe people who are nervous to go into the gym because they don't want to be made fun of. Or literally people who are nervous to go to the gym because they don't want to look stupid. They don't want to look like an idiot. Like it's a really very common thing. Even Diana, when you were speaking with her, when her and I hopped on the phone once, her biggest fear and what was actually preventing her from increasing her bench press was she was so nervous to ask for a spot. Right. She was like, well, what if they say no? Or what if they think I'm stupid? Or yada, yada, yada. And it's like, and I remember I said to her, I was like, well, first of all, like, if someone says no, then they're a dick. And like, out of all my time in the gym, I've never met anyone who's like that. But what if you just go up to them and say, like, hey, listen, like, hey, listen, all I need is a quick spot because this is a weight I haven't used before. Just be there, like, to check, to just be there for me and then, and done. Like, and you can wait until you've done your set. Like, I'm in no rush. And sort of just like getting the fearing, or even being like, hey, I'm a little bit nervous about this one. Would you mind giving me a spot? Getting that, literally just being brutally honest and getting that out there, gut checking, eliminates the anxiety because now it's like no longer trying to live up to a perceived expert status or knowledge status.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But so what other things like have caused you anxiety? Like what other like small things like that? Or even big things too?
Good question. I'm a bit sort of I think I've taken myself way off track with my whole realization about this university thing. So I've never talked
Well,
to anybody
let's
about that,
talk
and
about
I've
it.
never thought about
Let's
that. I've never
talk
thought
about
about
it, man.
it.
That's very interesting. So tell me more about it.
So yeah, I think it's just sort of as I think I started to say, originally I was just sort of like part. I was kind of like partying, to be honest, and being a bit of a lad for the first few. I don't know. Maybe for the first few
Being a
weeks,
bit of a lad, I love it.
a
Okay.
bit of a lad. For the first several weeks anyway. And then I think, like I said, by the time I tried to kind of like go to some of the classes, I hadn't really spent the time, I guess, to know exactly how the timetable was sort of working and where everything was. So I started to try and go to some classes, but I kept ending up turning up at the wrong one. So I think I was supposed to be studying French and politics, and yeah, I was in line for like a law lecture. And I didn't realize until it was just about to start. And then I did make it to a French and class isn't quite the right word, but you get the idea, to a French session. But it was like the wrong one, because it was they'd split it into like two groups or whatever. So I sat through that. I did that, but I was in the wrong one technically. And then I just sort of, yeah, I think I just kind of stopped trying, because it felt kind of stupid not to know what I should be doing in a way. And it's partly that, I think, and partly again that I, wasn't that probably that motivated to do it to some extent. But I just kind of left it, and then eventually left at the end of the year. They kindly
And that
asked
was
me to give up my non-attempt to go, I
and
think.
that was your freshman year in college, the very first year.
Yeah, the first year, at university. Yeah.
And what did you do after?
I left, and then I got a job back home, and then yeah, I never tried to go back to university. I just sort of went through series of different jobs and things until now.
And okay, cool. And so like in terms of essentially whether it's things that cause social anxiety or nerves or anything, is there anything in particular that like has interested you or that you like think something that I said that like you're like that you wanted to talk about or is it more like or is it anything specific you want to discuss on that topic or any other topic for that matter?
I mean, I think the thing that came to mind when you were saying about comfort zone and social anxiety and things was about going into like new places, like I said. So that was kind of why I said that at the beginning. So I think it's I mean, the reason it felt sort of stupid to me was, I was prepared to move to a different sort of country for a job, And kind of like quite a lot of upheaval in that way, but then could get to the door of a restaurant or go outside a restaurant and then just walk past it because I didn't want to kind of go in on my own.
And do you still get that way ever?
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah, I do. Yeah, totally, I do. I'd say to an extent. No, I do. 100%, I do. Like even down to like you know, but other people don't obviously. So I'm very interested in coffee, and I've kind of set up a coffee like a sideline business. But I might even do it with a coffee shop. So you know, kind of like walk past one that I'd intended to go into, and potentially make up some excuses to myself about why I'm not going in.
So interesting, dude. I'll be honest, one of the impressive things about something like what you just said is your objectivity and being able to say like and know that you're telling yourself things that aren't actually true. You're making things up to like, because that's the crazy thing about one of the things about being human that's crazy is you can, your mind can convince you that you're doing something for a totally different reason.
Yeah,
right? Like your mind, oh no, I didn't want to go there anyway, and like you can believe it. But yeah, like realistically, if you are able to pull yourself out of the situation and be like, no, actually, I literally started to get nervous and then I decided not to go. And then my brain made me think that it was for a different reason. It's funny. I remember being a kid. I don't remember like the situation, but I vividly remember being a kid and seeing someone eating alone at a restaurant. And I was young. I was probably middle school and being like, man, like, and just in my head, just being like, man, like, I don't ever want to eat alone. And now, fast forward, like, 12, 15 years, I eat alone pretty much every meal. I would say, like, 95% of my meals I eat alone just because I travel so much. And I eat out, and I'm constantly at diners and coffee shops. Like, I do most of my work at coffee shops. I'm almost always alone. And it's funny. Again, like, I'm sure I don't remember the first time I did it. I'm sure I was a little bit nervous. It's sort of like wow, what a blast from the past. I remember being a kid, like one of the worst possible things to ever happen to anybody in middle school and high school was sitting alone at a lunch table.
Yeah, sure.
That I vividly remember. Holy shit. Wow. It's crazy how things like this just like pop up in your head. I remember being in high school and like I would go in the lunchroom, and if none of my friends were around at a lunch table, I'd walk around and look, and like I could either sit down by myself, and if no one was there, I would just leave the lunchroom. And because I didn't want to sit alone. And then I would like just like either eat walking around or like go to like, they called it like a wherever like kids were sitting, but like I would go out of my way to not sit alone. And I know like kids, it was a joke, I remember there would be like, if you're with a group of your friends, one of the jokes you could play on someone is like, if someone like went up to use the bathroom, then you'd all just leave and they'd come back to an empty table. And this is like a joke you'd play on your friends, but it was one of the worst things. And it's like, no, I didn't want to sit alone. And it's just, I think it's the perception of like being alone and like realistically, like, no one cares. Like I never looked at someone sitting alone and went like, what a loser. When you're there, you think everyone eyes on you, everyone's like judging you or whatever. And it doesn't matter. So it's just really interesting how like you can live your life and not care about what anyone else is doing. But all of a sudden in certain situations, you think everybody cares what you're doing. And like all eyes are on you. I think that's such a big part of social anxieties and insecurities in your comfort zone. You don't do things because you're nervous about what people think of you. Yeah. And when you flip the situation in your head, well, do I care about what anyone else? Do I care if I see someone sitting alone? Like, no.
Yeah.
So why would anybody care? It's so funny. It's just a really cool topic. So Joe, how is fitness going? How's everything going on that front? Training, nutrition, how is it?
Yeah, it's going well. Training's going pretty well.
What's going on with training
at the moment? So I'm doing the normally 3 times a week workouts from the inner circle.
Are you doing this month's program? Set.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
first I solemnly swear I'm up to no good. I love
exactly,
it.
Yeah. I do love the name of those workouts as well. It's probably my favorite one, and also abbreviating it. Not that I could do it. I haven't got it written down, so I'm not going to try and do it on the fly. But ISS, et cetera, is particularly pleasing. But yeah, that shoulder workout's brutal. That's
Oh
why I thought
man,
I
that
had to call
shoulder
you out on
workout
it. I
is
tried to call you out on your
awful.
Facebook, but it didn't take off.
Wait, you did? Oh no, I saw it. I did see it. Yeah, that was funny. I think it's because I'm not as active on my Facebook, so like it's not as big, but that was wicked funny. That workout is awful. Like that workout is brutal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I'm doing that tomorrow morning. So yeah, I'm okay. That's why I can hold the phone today because I did legs today. But if this call was tomorrow, I'd have to probably rest the phone on the desk and put my head next to it.
What are your fitness goals right now?
It's just the kind of general, like for actual fitness, it's just sort of general fitness to keep kind of well. I think my main goal, like for a while, was kind of weight loss, and I do need to lose some weight again right now. But then the main driver for that's probably my well, two things, my daughter, because she's just coming up to 3 years old, so I want to be
And
obviously
what's your daughter's name?
active there. Lily.
Lily. Lily. I love that name. Okay.
I love that name. And her, she's my pride and joy or something like that. But yeah, for Lily and for because of the, like I said, this coffee business. So as a sideline, I do a pop-up coffee shop, and for that I carry around a very big two group coffee machine and a lot of equipment. So if I'm going to do events and things, I have to stay fit, or I won't actually be able to run the business that I decided to set up at the minute. So
Yeah, it's no joke. It's physical. What's the name of your coffee business or like Instagram stuff, just in case people want to check it out?
yeah, if they want to check it out, it's so it's Cuppa Joe, it's CUPPER Joe. So it's on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah.
I love it. Well, you know what? Here's an interesting topic. We're talking about like social anxieties and comfort zone and now like starting your own business. Like, are you nervous about starting your own business?
Yeah, I really was. Actually, I procrastinated for a long time before really sort of setting up the business. So I sort of had the I mean, I've had the idea for years to that I'd quite like to run a coffee shop. And obviously I'm not quite there at the moment. As I say, it's a kind of a pop-up one, so it's for events and things. But about probably more than a bit over 2 years ago, I actually bought this big machine so that I could, so I could run the business that I'm running now. But it probably took me about a year to actually really kind of like give the company, give it a company name and actually start trying to take any bookings. Just through like I mean, partly procrastination, but it was mainly due to like nervousness at actually kind of setting up my own company and things, really. Yeah, so I put it off for so long, and then kind of did it all in a like getting a name and setting up a website and things. I actually did within a couple of weeks once I decided I was really going to do it.
What were you nervous about? Like, what kept you? What was like the cause of the nerves?
I mean, it's pretty much the unknown, I guess, because I'd never run my own company before. So I again, it's one of those things, like I say, about making up excuses. Yeah, I'd kind of tell myself, oh, I need some more experience in making coffee first. Maybe I should try and do more practice. I should do, and so I did some sort of charity events, and I so I ran events raising money for charity. With the idea that, off the back of those, I'd set up the company. But yeah, it was mainly just that I didn't really know, what it was all going to be about, and I just sort of, so I just put it off, rather than kind of like sensibly doing one thing at a time and finding out, what you need to do to make it happen. So
What
obviously
was it
there's,
like?
cool.
The reason I'm interested in this specifically is, I mean, there's a lot of people who watch what I do and in fitness. Like, fitness is inherently a entrepreneurial industry, right? Because if you're a personal trainer, even if you work at someone else's gym, if you're a dick or you're not good, then like the person you're working with is going to want to work with another coach. So it's like you are very much your own brand. And I know a lot of people struggle with the idea of building their own business and putting out their own content and the idea of setting up their own company. Like there's so many things to think about, and it does exactly what you just did, paralysis analysis. They're so worried about the unknown that they don't do anything at all. Were there any specific things that you were nervous about that kept you from doing it, or was it more just like there's so much that I know I'm gonna have to do, and that it's almost overwhelming, so I'm just not gonna do anything until, and that sort of persisted until it came to a point where you're like, ah, fuck it, and then you just did it all at once.
Yeah, it was pretty much that. It was kind of I don't think there was like one specific thing putting me off. It was a bit of because I think because I hadn't, like I say, I hadn't done it before, and I hadn't it just seemed like every time I started to look into doing it, that it kind of gave me more things that I should probably do. And I didn't kind of just make a, I did in the end, but I didn't at first just make a like a list of, okay, these are the probably the key things I need to say that I'm a business. I kind of just went, oh shit, there's so much to do, there's so much to read. Like, how can I, I need a health and safety check from the council or something. Oh, I couldn't possibly know how to do that, so I just like left it. And then eventually I was just like, no, come on, like if you're doing it, I'm 37 now. So I was like, okay, if you're gonna do it now, or stop telling yourself you're really gonna do it, sort of thing. So I just got on and did it. And then obviously, I mean, there is still a lot to do. So that's, that was 100% right. But the only way to do things is to do them, isn't it? So, I contacted the council and said, how do I get a like a safety inspection, and they went, oh, we just come and do it. And I was like, okay, and then I, you book yourself onto a course for food safety and do whatever you need to do, and just do the things that are obviously the high priority and stop
It's
putting it
so
off.
funny, like it sounds so simple, but to me, a lot of times the simple things are so profound. Like the only way to do things is to do them. And like I think
I might get that as a
probably,
t-shirt.
yeah, no, it's a great shirt and it's a great saying. The only way to do things is to do them. And it's one of the things I think probably even bigger than that lesson from what you just said is that you put it off, you put it off, you put it off until you came to the point where you're like, listen, am I really going to do this or not? And it got to the point where you wanted to do it badly enough where it was all of a sudden worth it to now do it. And like that's just the truth with everything. It's just the truth with whatever. If you want something bad enough, if you really want to do it, then you're going to do it, period. Then you're going to do the things, right? If you want the thing, you're going to do the things. And like if you don't want the thing that bad, then you're not going to do the thing. Simple as that. And it's funny, like I know a lot of people, a lot of, for fitness coaches, they'll come up with, oh, like there's so much to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know like where to begin. Or it's like, okay, I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, you know that you have to be putting out content, and you know that you have to be like making Instagram posts or YouTube videos or like, and they're like, yeah, but there's so many. I don't know which one. Like, just fucking start. Just do one. Something is better than nothing. Like, you're sitting here saying, well, I don't know which one to start with. It's like, okay, well, it's better to start with one. And like, do you think you're not going to make any mistakes? Do you think you're going to get it perfect the right way? Like, if you had a, like, to those people, as their fitness, I say, like, if your fitness client said, oh man, like, I don't know what to do with my diet. Like, I just don't know where to start. There's so much out there. It's like, okay, well, I guarantee you that 100% eating more vegetables is going to be a good fucking idea. So, like, just start with that rather than like doing nothing. So, it's one of those things where, it's so easy to come up with excuses to not start because you don't know what to do or there's so much to do. But once you're ready, like once you're honest with yourself and say, you know what, I really want to do it, then you'll do it. And if you aren't ready or you don't actually want to do it, then you won't. And that's that. And like that's one of the things that like I love about everything you've said is you're very objective when you in hindsight. You're very good at being like, no, that's actually not true. I just was putting it off because I was being lazy and like, 'cause I didn't really want it. And then I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Am I going to do it or not? And then you did it. Like it's exactly right. It's 100%. Joe, I don't know if you're still there.
I
You
am, yep.
might have.
Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
I was just
Awesome. There you
reflecting on it, yeah.
go. Oh, God. I didn't know if I lost you again, like the first call.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I don't want to keep you much longer. Do you have any final words or things that you would like to say?
I guess have you got any I mean, I know we talked about the comfort zone and the best way obviously to stretch your comfort zone is to kind of stretch it in a way, to a certain degree. But I wondered if you had any other tips about or good like resources for kind of building confidence in general, which is maybe a
Yeah.
massive topic to throw in just at the end,
Well, no, it's great. I mean, like, I'll talk forever, but like, it's
but
funny. The topic of building confidence. Now I have strong feelings towards something like self-help books for me because someone got me into them when I was a young kid. I think I was 14 when I like read my first quote-unquote self-help book. And I got like very involved in that community at a very young age. And I don't regret it because it definitely set me on a different path early on. But I actually grew to very much detest those things. Not because I don't think they're good for some people, but because for me, it made me think about every interaction too much. It made me overthink everything. It made me think, well, am I following step number seven that they put out in this book? And am I paying attention to this? And like, is my body language this? Or like, whatever. Like, all these self-help books that were, I mean, supposedly designed to make you be more confident, whatever, it made me think about it too much. Like, and I didn't, for me, a human, like this call, a human interaction, when I first met you in London, like, it was the first time I ever got on the phone with you, which I remember. I was in an airport, like
Sorry.
the loudspeakers, the people talking, so freaking loud. Every interaction is it's very unique and special. And I started to be taken away from the uniqueness and the specialness, if that's a word, of the interaction of the person I was talking with, because I was thinking too much about number one, myself, and not enough about them. And that's an issue because I think the less you focus on the other person, the less you're actually going to be able to both give and receive in the interaction. So, I mean, the reality is self-confidence is a massive topic, and I wish there was just something that was like you read a line or a book or watch a video or whatever, and all of a sudden you're more confident. But what I will say is this, and it sort of goes back to the comfort zone and everything that we've been talking about, and sort of the line where I walked into the restaurant and I said, "Hey, I've got no idea what's going on here. Can you help me out?" I think being able to do that, essentially being able to recognize your fear in any given situation, any moment. Okay, so I'm nervous that I'm going to go in this restaurant and look like an idiot because I don't know what's going on. I'm nervous that I'm going to go in the gym and look stupid because I don't know what exercise I should be doing or if my form is good or because I've never, whatever. If I'm nervous because whatever you're nervous about or anxious about or your fear is, to openly address it, like to literally make your greatest fear in that moment openly known, tell people. I think by letting people hear that, by literally making it audibly, even if you just like say it to yourself first, audibly or write it down, but you have to be very brutally honest. You have to be like be very clear. This is what I'm nervous or fearful, or I don't know. Like you have to be very honest because once it's out in the open, at least with yourself, and then ideally with other people, you're not trying to hide it. I think insecurity and a lack of confidence comes from trying to hide something that you don't want people to know about you, right? Like when a lack of confidence comes from being not confident with something about you, about yourself, your situation. So, and I think your greatest power comes from your truth and telling people exactly what you're nervous about. And so, I mean, I remember I'm very lucky. I truly believe I'm lucky in that this just came come comes or came naturally to me, where when I first started my business, and like I didn't charge people at first because I didn't know I was starting a business. But when I first started charging people and started getting on the phone with people to do like to do consult calls when I was doing like one-on-ones before I started the Inner Circle, I remember I would get on the phone with people and I'd say, "Hey, listen, I just want to let you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I just want to talk to you and get to know you better. Like, this isn't a sales call. This is a call to get to know each other better. And if we get jibe, great, and work together, awesome. If we don't, that's cool too." And that wasn't a strategy, like a sales strategy, but it actually worked really well, ironically, because like now it takes away the like, because if I tried to put on an air of like, "Oh yes, I know what I'm doing. I'm good at this, and like I'm gonna like just try and like be a good salesman right now," like it would come across like I'm an asshole, and it would actually look like less confident. Whereas if I just go on and say, "Hey, listen, I don't really know what I'm doing. There's no structure for this. I just want to get to know you better." Like now all of a sudden, that's like I'm not worried about looking like an idiot anymore because I just told them I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, and I think that's the greatest tip that I could ever give you or anyone about self-confidence is to be honest about your fear or about whatever you're nervous about. Because once you do that, there's nothing to hide. There, it's sort of like, and then I'll let you go. Is have you ever seen the movie? I think it's 8 Mile with Eminem.
Strangely, no, I haven't seen it. Obviously, I'm aware of it, and it's weird that I haven't seen it, but no.
You should watch the movie. It's a tremendous movie. It's an amazing movie. But there's one scene in particular that is probably one of my all-time favorite scenes in any movie ever, which is very hard because I do love movies. And there's a scene in that movie where Eminem is doing a rap battle with another guy. And there it's like freestyling, whatever. They're making it up on the spot. It's amazing. And what Eminem does, he goes before the other guy. And essentially, in a rap battle, they're attacking the other person. They're like calling them, like, all like figuring out all like the person's fears and insecurities and things about the other person that can easily be made fun of, and like trying to see who wins. And what Eminem did, instead of attacking the other guy, is he outright said what he knew the other guy was going to say about him. He's like, "You're going to say that I'm this, and you're going to say that I'm this, and you know what? I am this, and I am this, and guess what? I'm proud of it." And but she just went on and on and on about he took all the fears and things that otherwise he would try to hide, but you can't hide because it's who you are. And he just brought them out in public, and he changed the he flipped the script. Whereas instead of trying to hide, he just said who he was, and he said that was it. So by the time the other guy, it was the other guy's turn, the other guy was speechless. He didn't have anything to say because like everything that was already said, Eminem had already said. And it's like that's just the ultimate form of confidence because now like there no one can say anything because it's like, "Listen, I just told you what my fears are. I told you what I'm nervous about. I told you what I'm insecure about. So now what? Go." It's just like that is how you build confidence because now you're not hiding anything. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
I love it, man. Joe, thank you for taking the time to hop on this call. It means a lot. I know you're wicked busy. Give Lily a big hug and a kiss for me.
I will.
And I love you, man. And I'll see you in the inner circle. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Great. All right. Thanks, Jordan. Yeah, love you too, man.
Have
Cheers.
a good one, man.
You too. Thanks.
And that officially wraps up this episode of the Daily Unicorn. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you would like to be featured on the next episode, go to my most recent Instagram post, whatever it is, and comment with whatever your question or whatever topic you'd like to discuss is, and also mention the Daily Unicorns so that I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can go through and hopefully pick you for the next episode. Also, if you are enjoying these episodes and if you like it, please leave a rating, comment. It really does help a lot the more interaction and engagement I get on these. So thank you so much. I appreciate you listening. Anything I can do to help, don't hesitate to ask. Have a good day.